We're now joined by our second place finisher in today's race, Ross Chastain, driver of the number 10 Moose Fraternity Chevrolet. We're going to go straight to questions, and we're going to open with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Ross, did you see this type of weekend coming as far as your all's short track program? And can you kind of tell me where you feel like your intermediate program is at?
I mean, it was tough to say, Bob, honestly, because we blew a tire on lap 4 or 5 at Bristol. So this package, I didn't really get a chance to, I mean, 4 laps at Bristol go by quicker than most things in life. So, you know, I mean, we have confidence every weekend, like, right, every race car driver says it. But, no, it's compared to the mile and a half. I mean, Kansas was really good. We were top three there, just like we were top three here. So, you know, it kind of just – it's the same couple guys that have been winning, obviously, and run up front. And I hope and I think that we're – you know, we've chipped away at the gap that they had on us. So, I do think that I don't even remember where we go after Daytona, to be honest, but
Darlington and two at Richmond.
Definitely. Yeah. Darlington. When we came back from the pandemic, the break, we had airplanes for race cars. So, that's not good. That's not a good thing. They weren't fast. They wanted to take off. So we've found a lot of speed because we were 10th place cars there. So yeah, I think we go back to Darlington. We've got a shot to go race these guys and, yeah, you know, I think this weekend means, you know, that we are legitimate. We made good changes overnight. That's one thing this team does really well is the changes that we make with Bruce Slicker, my crew chief, and our engineer Andrew. They talk in math and equations way above my head, but they, it comes out to really good handling race cars. So it's the same thing at the mile and a half.
And it looked like Briscoe might have had some contact with you there after the pit stop to get by you. I mean, is that just Dover Racing?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I do the same thing. Doesn't mean I'm not mad about it, and doesn't mean that I know every time this year that he's done that. Yes, I'm upset, but I mean, I would have done the same thing. So, you know, that's the great thing about stock car racing is you can use these bumpers, and he didn't wreck me. I thought he was going to, but he did get off me. So, but yeah, I'm upset and they're, you know, he set the bar now and he can say, I did this, I did that. Yeah. I blocked when we came out of pit road, but he's got a brake pedal. So he keeps running into me. I haven't ran into him yet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we're going to go to Stephen Taranto.
Ross, both today's race and yesterday's race seemed like they were largely determined by track position. And once you got a couple laps into a run, it seemed like the running order was pretty well set. We talk about the low downforce on these cars making them a little easier to race, but exactly why is it that if today and yesterday a car got clean air, it seemed like they could just check out and not really face a challenge from anyone else?
Yeah, we talked about it last night, and one of my guys said it best, like, we wish that Dover put on better races. Like, it's so fun to drive. It's an awesome track. It's, you go stand, like, if you could, you know, I wish everybody could come and ride along in a car here, stand in the middle of the corner down in the infield and watch us drive down into these corners and bounce and slide. And I mean, the sensation of speed here is so high in the car and just watching. But I mean, you're right. I mean, track position's everything. You know, I think this is still the best aero package in the sport. My personal opinion, and everybody's got one. They're the funnest to drive, so I'm a little biased, but it's definitely they're the funnest to drive. So, but there's no way around it. Clean air is king, and you know the aerodynamics that the sport has learned over our entire history, we can never unlearn. And you know, unfortunately, it's only going to get worse until it looks like the next car come along is going to be off the ground, but that won't be for this series or the truck series. So, it's just, you know, it is what it is. That's why the restarts are so challenging. You know, we made a lot of changes overnight, or we made a lot of good changes overnight to help our fire off on these restarts, where yesterday I couldn't run the throttle that these other guys could run through 1 and 2. So I couldn't challenge them. And today I could. And that, like you said, that got us the clean air. And then we were able to hang on and drive away from everybody behind us and be able to race for the win.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next, we'll go to Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Ross Darrell Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports. How does it feel to finally get a stage win on the season?
I'm not gonna lie, it felt pretty good in the moment. All that happiness was gone at the end of the race, but no, finally, no watermelon in that column, no big circle. So, yeah, it does. And you know, we executed, overnight with our changes and made our car better, and a couple good restarts, and there we are. We were able to get out there and drive away from them. So, yeah, it did. It felt good. It's no longer feels good, but it did in the moment for sure.
The results this weekend, as you guys are heading towards the playoffs, give you some extra confidence in chasing down Cindric and Briscoe?
I don't know. I mean, I've had confidence, all year. We had a lot of quality control issues, and I made mistakes. I mean, the race is early in the year. You go all the way back to Vegas, right after Daytona in February or March there, and we could have beaten Chase there, and I sped on pit road, and it's just took us right out of it. So that's those kind of things stick with me. So I've had the confidence all along if we did it all right. Now I do truly believe we did everything right this weekend. We're still just closing that gap to those two guys that have been winning all these races.
Thank you and congratulations on a great weekend.
Yeah, man, thanks, it's awesome.
And we'll go to Davey Siegel.
Hey Ross, with the playoffs looming for the next few races, are you guys going to focus more on trying to gather playoff points and getting some wins on the board, or is it more so going to be just running well and being competitive against the 98 and the 22?
I might be a little behind the eight ball here, but I don't know a difference, or I don't know how to do that any different. Like, we unload and we go for wins every time. I'd say the only time was that we, I really went into a race not thinking that we could win was February Daytona when we weren't in our 10 car. We had to run, the Sieg family was nice enough to let us run their car. That's the only time this year that I've been like, well, a good top five or something would be okay. I'd be really happy with it. Other than that, it is all about wins, stage wins, leading laps. Like, I fire off into these restarts, ready to wreck, honestly. Like, I'm willing to do that. And we all are. That's why the restarts are so crazy, because we're all willing to wreck these race cars, because we're in a position with our teams where we can do that one time. Now, you don't need to do it every week, and my bosses might get mad for me saying that, and I don't want to wreck. I don't want anybody to take it that way. I'm not trying to wreck, but I'm willing to wreck if that means we can get clean air and go drive off to a victory and celebrate. So I'm willing to do just about anything, and the points, mathematically with our points gap to the cutoff and all that, we're fine. And race wins, stage wins, lead laps, that's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ross, that was our last question. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
All right, thanks, y'all too.